Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, guys, I don't know if you saw this, but I saw this and I said, I've got to have one of these. I mean, I've got to have one, Chris.
Oh, haven't you learned from this experience?
I have to tell you that the handy-dandy machine is still working today. I got to tell you, it's still working.
Is this another iron?
This was a steamer, Steve.
Steamer. Okay.
Let's get this thing correct.
Apparently, there's a big difference.
This was a steaming apparatus.
So what did you find this time?
Well,
a can opener?
That's not funny. Anyhow, I saw this and I said, you know, I can use one of these. I can see where it would be recreational as well as, you know, functional. And I happened to catch this ABC News. Just a highlight. You know how you just mind your business and you just, you know, pops up there. You got to check this out. Now, you know, I don't play golf. That's not a sport that I participate in. I mean, I can't even watch it. I understand many people do, but, you know, to each his own. I like swinging the baseball bat, not, you know, the golf club. But I saw that on a golf course, you know, pro golfer Bubba Watson, I believe he's from the Gulf Coast. He actually worked with somebody to get this. Create a golf cart. It's going to blow your mind. Now, I'm not going to use this golf cart to go on the golf course because, you know, I'm not going to golf. But I can find somewhere to use this thing, okay?
All right.
It's a hovercraft. hovercraft. You got to understand that this thing is, like, bad to the bone, okay? We have video. We have video. We're going to make this available for you on the Torch, but you got to see this hovercraft. I mean, what person, listen, how many, and I know you've seen some sci-fi movies before. I know you've seen some in your history, okay?
Maybe one or two.
Yeah, one or two. Now, I know that you've seen the hovercraft before, and you're like, I got to have one of them. I want you to look at this hovercraft.
Oh my goodness.
Is that awesome? He's literally gliding across the golf course.
Bubba Watson had this really nifty idea for improving some of the limitations of existing golf carts.
Golf carts have looked the same. They've been the same. You got to stay 30 yards from the green. You got to stay on the cart path when it's raining. But let's have fun. Let's go through the water hazard, come off the other side, put your ball in the hole, and then you can drive back across the water hazard. And who doesn't want to do that?
Exactly.
Bubba's idea was to see if we could incorporate a hovercraft principle, that is riding on a bubble of air, into the existing golf cart. What we had to look at was how we could use the existing elements such as the roof, the seat handles, the sand bottles, all of the various pieces that are on existing golf carts, how we could incorporate those into the hovercraft technology.
BW1 is a prototype, our first one out, no bumps. Golf cart's going to have bumps. It takes you everywhere you want to go, through sand traps, through waters, shortcuts into the woods, out of the woods. And my ball likes to go in and out of the woods, so we got to be able to get there in the best way and quickest way possible.
The big advantage of the hovercraft is it has a footprint pressure about 33 times less than the human foot. So by hovering across a green, you leave absolutely no trace.
I see a lot of stares, a lot of laughs, and then they actually see how efficient it is. I think it's going to really get more people involved. They're going to want to just drive the hovercraft and not play golf. But, I mean, that's how I got started, you know, driving a golf cart, and then golf got in the way.
Is that awesome? Listen, I think I'm going to be the coolest guy on my block if I roll up with something like that.
No doubt. Or the weirdest.
So then that means it's good for potholes, too.
Thank you, Pat. I don't know about potholes, Steve. They didn't demonstrate it on a pothole, but they did demonstrate it on the golf course. It is 33 times, the footprint pressure is 33 times less than your foot. Leaves literally no prints on the ground.
Amazing.
Does not destroy the golf course.
That's all you, man.
Can you see it?
I can see it. I can see it.
The question is, would they allow me to ride that thing on, you know, on the sandy seashore in and out of the ocean? I don't know if they can. I don't know if I can get that, you know. Instead of launching a boat, I'll launch the hovercraft. But let me tell you something. Can you imagine racing on the beach with that?
That would be cool.
That would be very cool. Listen, You never know. But I thought that was interesting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.